Joining us from another part of Ramallah is Washington Post correspondent Daniel Williams. Can you tell us the latest from the compound itself?
It was actually pretty quiet in the afternoon. He had this slightly strange visit by European solidarity groups, which gave him a chance to give another televised interview. It almost seemed as if the compound for a while, for an hour or so, was the safest place in Ramallah, as opposed to sort of the center of imminent danger.
Was there any shooting today in Ramallah?
Well, there's sporadic shooting throughout the day. A Boston Globe reporter by the name of Anthony Shadid was wounded today while walking near central Ramallah. I don't exactly know the circumstances, but he was hit in the shoulder. His condition, I understand, is serious, but not life-threatening. So things are hairy here.
Do you think that today's address by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, in which he called Arafat the enemy of the free world, means that they might move even further against Yasser Arafat?
I don't know what it means. Of course, at any moment, they can do it. They're physically present, they're close, they have the armor, and so on. On the other hand, Sharon has said he's not going to do it, although he didn't mention that in his speech tonight. I think it certainly, at a minimum, suggests that there will be more offenses of the kind that are going on in Ramallah in other cities.
Is there any sense in Ramallah that the Israeli troops are going to be there for a long time?
Well, people don't know. Certainly there are signs of a stay that's going to be for more than a few days. For instance, today, overnight, appeared wrecked cars that Israelis have sort of stacked on several thoroughfares, blocking access to different parts of the city. They have set up some encampments in office buildings here and there. So this seems to be a stay that's going to be longer than past the stays, I think, of 3 or 4 days. People themselves, they don't know. They're in their houses. They don't really see very much.
I know you have talked to people, though, there in that city, and I'm wondering what they're saying to you.
Well, they feel very isolated. I think that's one thing. You know, the Palestinians feel very alone. They express some bitterness at the treatment of Arafat, even if they don't, many of them don't like him very much, or don't like the way he handled their affairs over the years. And, of course, there's a certain amount of fear because houses are subject to being searched. And this gives an overlay of a lot of tension on family life, which, of course, everyone's stuck together in their house and they can't go anywhere.
Well, Daniel Williams, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Sure, thanks.
Daniel Williams, as a reporter for The Washington Post, he spoke to us from the West Bank city of Ramallah.